Ja, und auf ein Gimmel, hoffe ich. Ja, auf ein Gimmel an der Barren, der Mishnah. Chomeish Chatzerois Psuchoi Zulizu. You have five Chatzerois that are opened up one next to the other. And the picture is like Rashi has in the bottom here, that there's five Chatzis here, and there's a passway through one through the other one. Upsuchos Lomovi. And they're also open all the way down on the bottom, they come down to the Movi. These five Chatzerois, they have their own entrance into the Movi, into the alleyway, and they also have a passage between one Chatzer and another Chatzer. Is Ervo B'Chatzerois. So in such a case, each Chatzer could make an Eruv Chatzerois between themselves, just to carry out from their house into the Chatzer, and if they want to, they can make an Eruv Chatzerois to mix up the two Chatzerois, one next to the other. And since they have a Pesach between one and the next one, they can make one big Eruv Chatzerois to carry straight through one Chatzer into the next Chatzer. And then there's a possibility to make a Shtufa Mevois. If they want to carry out from their Chatzer down into the Mavui, then you have to make a new Erev called Shtufa Mevois. You're ma'arev all the Chatzeros together in order to be able to carry into the Mavui. So this is the case that you could have two things. An Eruv Chatzeros mixing up the Chatzeros by themselves, and then giving a Shtufa Mevois to come down to carry down into the Mavui on Shabbos. So the Mishnah says, is Chamesh Chatzeros Tzuchos Ulazu Psuchos Lamovi, Irvul B'Chatzeros. Let's say they made an Eruv Chatzeros together, all five Chatzes put a pass together, to be able to carry from one Chatz to another Chatz. For Loi Nishtatzfu B'Movi, but they did not make a Shtufa Mevois. They did not put like wine or bread in one of the Chatzeros in order to carry from the Chatz down to the Mavui. Is Alocha Mutorim B'Chatzeros. They're only mutter to carry in the Chatzeros. The Yasurim B'movi, and the Taka not allowed to carry down into the Movi. And this Sechuri is where Meir Shita, that we had before, where Meir holds each Erev is a separate Erev by itself. If you only made an Eruv Chatzeros to Ma'arev all the Chatzeros together, you're not allowed to carry into the Movi, unless you make a Shtufa Mevois, another type of an Erev. And if you only made a Shtufa Mevois just to Ma'arev everybody in order to carry into the Movi, you're not allowed to carry from one Chatzer to another Chatzer. As each one needs its own. You have to make an Eruv Chatzeros for the Chatzerim to carry straight across. Then you have to make a new thing, a Shtufa Mevois, in order to carry down into the Movi. Rashi Yiru Chatzeros Af Zum Zum V'yasurim B'movi V'yein Soimchum Al Erev B'mokim Shittuf. If you made an Eruv Chatzeros, it does not help to Matthew to carry into the Movi. V'yasurim B'movi V'yim Nishtatzfu B'movi. Let's say the opposite way. They only made a Shtufa Mevois in order to carry from the Chatzer down into the Movi. Is Alocha Mutorin Kan V'kan. Then they are mutter both ways. So the Chur, this is going to be a kasha. The Chur, this is the Rabbonin Shita we had before. Not like Rambeya. That if you made a Shtufa Mevois, you just collected like wine. In order to carry from the Chatzer into the Mavui, automatically they're mutter to carry from one Chatzer to another Chatzer. Now this is not like Rambeya Shita. Rambeya says one does not help with the other one. So Gemara is going to answer it. Taka means, if they mishtatfu nami, if they also made a Shtufa Mevois, if they did both, they made a Neruv Chatzeros and a Shtufa Mevois, then we say it's Mutorin Kan V'Kan. Then they're allowed to carry all over the place, from one Chatzah to another Chatzah, down into the Movi. What about Irvo B'Chatzeros V'Nishtatzfu B'Movi? They attacked and made everything the way they're supposed to. They made a Neruv Chatzeros, and they also made a Shtufa Mevois. They also put another Erev in order to carry from the Chatzah down into the Movi, into the alleyway. Now V'Shokach Echod M'Bnei Chatzah V'Loi Erev. One of the people living in the Chatzer forgot to make an Erev. He forgot to put into the Erev. Is Alocho Mutorin Kan V'Kan. Even though only one person forgot, still, he's allowed to carry all over the place. From his house, into the Chatzer, into the Movi, all over the place. So Gemara Zechur and Estakasha, Luchura, this should go according to the Rabbonin Shita. That hold that, since he made a Shtufa Mevois, so that alone is enough for everything. So even though this one person forgot to make the Eruv Chatzer, it's like, so what? You have the Shtufa Mevois, that's good for everybody. So we're getting to Kashi. If the ratio goes according to Rameya, how does this come out good according to Rameya? Like here, Lechur, if this one person forgot to make a Eruv Chatzeros, so he should be also to carry from one Chatzer into another Chatzer. Even though he made a Shtufa Mevois, so what? Rameya Shritur is, if you only make a Shtufa Mevois, you're only allowed to carry from the Chatzer into the Movi, but you're not allowed to carry from one Chatzer to another Chatzer. So Lechur, this should not come out according to Rameya. And the Gemara will answer that even Ramey is masking to this case over here. We'll soon see. Weiter. Echad mibnei movui, Gears should be like on the side. Shochach echad mibnei movui v'loy nishtatif. Let's say one of the people, like from the people living in the houses, v'shteitzef, that has a right to use the chotzer, has a right to use the movui, forgot to be mishtatif in the shtufim mivoyis. He forgot to put in the wine when they collected to be able to carry from a chotzer into the movui. Is alocha mutarim b'chatzeros v'yasurim b'movui enechanami. This is like Rav Meir's shita, that person is only allowed to carry from one chotzer to another chotzer. Because that Erev he did make. He made the Ruvi Chatzerus. Just he forgot to make a Shtufa Mavoyis. So since he didn't make the Movi together, he is not allowed to carry from his chotzer into the Movi. Why? So the Mishnah, Shaham Movi Lechatzerus, Kechotzer Lebatim. You should know, the same way there's a Lochot, when you have a few houses opening up into one chotzer, that's Abba Ruvi Chatzerus always. That you're not allowed to carry from your house into the alleyway, into the chotzer, if you have other people living there. Okay, there's an issue to carry from house into a chotzer. The same halacha is you're not allowed to carry from a chotzer into a movi. If you have three chotzerim, three courtyards, open up into the alley, into the movi, each courtyard asks on the other one that they're not allowed to carry out from their chotzer into the movi. Like Rashi says, Shamovi lechatzer lechotzer lebatim. Kishem sha'asa lehoitzim min habatim lechotzer. The same way you're not allowed to carry out from your house into the chotzer below Eruv. If you have three people living in the same courtyard and nobody made an Eruv chatzeris, you're not allowed to carry out from your house into the chotzer. Is the locha kach osa lohitzi min hachotzer lemovi below shittuf. The same thing, if you do not make a new thing called the shtufa mevoyis to put everybody together, you're not allowed to carry out from a chotzer into the movi on Shabbos. But now the chiddush is below tema, don't say to lay domi, maybe there's no, it's not doima. The bias for chotzer zurishus hayochav and zurishus rabbim. A bias like it here, since you live there privately in your house, and outside on the chotzer, a few people live outside on the chotzer, so therefore it's awesome with the rabban, it looks like you're carrying from rishus hayochin to rishus rabbim. Abu chotzer umobri, shneyam rishus rabbim hain. But what should be the exerim of the rabbanim why you're not allowed to carry from your chotzer into the movi? In the chotzer, like a few people live in the chotzer, use the chotzer. In the movi, also a few people use the movi. So here it looks like the exact same type of rishus. So I would think there's no iser. Kamash on the Mishnah, no. If you don't make a special Aruvi Chatzeris, and the case in the picture that we have here, even though you're allowed to carry from one chotzer to another chotzer to another chotzer, if you made an Aruvi Chatzeris, but you're not allowed to carry into the movi. The Movi is considered like another Rishus Midirabonin. Even though the Movi of Adi is Rishus HaYochid, but Midirabonin, you're not allowed to carry from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid. So you're only allowed to carry from a Chotzer into the Movi if they made a special Eruve called Shtufe Mevois. You're Meshat if you made them all partnership together in the Movi. So Chor our Mishnah goes according to Rav Meir, that we had before, that there are two separate things. You have to make a special Eruve Chatzeris, and you have to make a special Shtufe Mevois. And if you make one, it doesn't help for the other one. This is the Rameh Shita. So to Gemara, the Churamani, who does our Mishnah go? Like Rameh, goes like Rameh, like we had before. The Yoma Binan Erev, Ubinan Shittuf. He holds you have to have two separate things. You have to make a Shtufei Mavois to carry from the Chotzer into the Mavi, and you have to have an Eruv Chatzeris to carry from one Chotzer into the next Chotzer. So the Gemara, Eima Mitzios, so what does the middle case say here? V'yem Nishtatzfu B'movi, if they made a Shtufei Mavois, is mutarin kan v'kan. Right, that's the top line of the Mishnah. V'yem nishtatfu b'movui mutarin kan v'kan. Is the chur zot gemara also in the Rabbonin? That comes out according to Rabbonin. Because poshut means you only made a shtufa mevois, that's all. You did not make an eruv chatzeris. You did not make something mati you to carry from one chotzer to another chotzer. You only collected wine together to be mutter to carry from the chotzer into the movui. And still the Mishnah says mutarin kan v'kan. You're allowed to carry both cases. Is the chur that goes according to the Rabbonin Shita. The Rabbonin Shita we had before is they held no. If you make just Neruv HaChatzeris, that helps for the Shtufa Mevois. And then we're doing the opposite way. If you made a Shtufa Mevois, that is automatically Matthew to carry from one Chotzer to another Chotzer. So the chur, this part of the Mishnah goes according to Rabbonin. The Yamris of the Gemara, Bechod the Sagi. They held either one of the two is good. Either Neruv HaChatzeris or else a Shtufa Mevois. So the chur, it's a stira like. Who does the Mishnah go like? So the Gemara holds like Kash, this wouldn't be so shver. I'll tell you the gears in the top line of the Mishnah when it says we have here the yin nishtatzfu, the gears should be the yin nishtatzfu nami koma. If you also made a shtufa mevois, in other words, you made avad eruv chatzeris, you matir all the chatzeris together, but you also made a shtufa mevois, then it's mutarim zelazir, and that's where Meishita that you have to have both an eruv chatzeris and a shtufa mevois. Good, so far everything's good according to Rameya.
So the Gemara aim the Sefer. What do you do with the Sefer, the Mishnah? The Sefer, the Mishnah says, Irvu b'chatzeres. They made an Irvu b'chatzeres. V'nishtat p'bamovi. And then through the people made a shtufim voice. They collected wine together and they put it in one of the chatzerim to be matter to carry from the chatzer into the movi. But then the Mishnah says, V'shochach echad b'bnei chatzer. One of the people living in the chatzer, he forgot v'lo iruv. And he did not make an Irvu b'chatzeres. He forgot to make an Irvu b'chatzeres, this one person. So still the Mishnah says, Mutarin kan v'kan. This person is still allowed to carry from one chatzer into the next chatzer and into the movi. Is the Chur Hechidomi. What's the case talking about? Why is this person mutar to carry from one chatzer to another chatzer? He did not make an Irvu b'chatzeres. So the Mar'i d'loi botul, if he was not mevatel his rishus, amai mutarin. The Chur, since he did not make an Irvu, he should ask for everybody else. So if he wasn't mevatel his rishus, why is he mutar? Elo pshita the bottle. Elo mayat to say we're talking about that this person was mevatel his rishus. Even though he didn't make an erev in the Irvu b'chatzeres, he gave up his rights to use the chotzer. Like, I'm not here the Shabbos. Therefore, he doesn't ask for everybody else. So everybody else is mutar, but he's taka also. Amos sefer b'zei. What did the sefer in the Mishnah say? Shochad echem ebnei movi. One of the people living in the movi. Like, even though he made an Irvu b'chatzeres, but he forgot to make a shtufa mevoyis. And he forgot to make a shtufa mevoyis. Is alocha mutarim v'chatzeres. The Asurim B'movi. Those are the same thing. They're mutar to carry in the chotzer, and they're also to carry into the movi. Now the kasher is, vi debitol, if this person that forgot to make the shtufim mevoyis, was mevato, gave up his right to use the movi, so it's like he's not here, or bezoya maya Asurim B'movi. Why is everybody else to use the movi? Why not? This one person that forgot to make the shtufim mevoyis was mevato his rishus, gave up his rights. So why is it Asur? So the Marvichi Taimim, maybe you tell me, Kisava Reb Meir, ain't bitter reshus b'movi. Our Mishnah telling me now goes according to Reb Meir. So maybe tell me Reb Meir shita is that we're talking about hilchos movi when you want to carry from the chotzer into the alleyway. There it doesn't help hilchos bittel. Maybe to mavata give up your rights only in the chotzer or the rights of your house, but to give up the rights to use the chotzer, that you don't say. So maybe that's pshan our Mishnah. The movi doesn't help bittel. The more that can be. For a tanya we learned before, shere bittel lachem reshus adiv Reb Meir. Reb Meir learned before the Maisa about the Tzduki Yechub. He had a Maisa there, he had a Tzduki, so he told them that the Tzduki was Mavatl his Rishus in the Chotzer. So the Far of Gamliel told them, Feyas, go out and use the Chotzer, and use the Movi even before the Tzduki was Chotzer. So we're talking about using the Movi there, and we said the Tzduki was Mavatl, gave up his rights to use the Movi. So when Gamliel told them, the Yidin there, Feyas, go and use the Movi now, so you should be allowed to carry out into the Movi. So according to Sikloy, you're allowed to be Mavati Rishus even in the Movi. Because there the Tzduki was a Shiloh, can you use the Movi or not? And he said, since the Tzduki was Mavati, his Rishus, not to use the Movi, the Bittul helps. So you see clearly that you could even be Mavati your Rishus in the Movi. So it's a strict Shrei Al Mishnah then. Why does the Sefer say it's Osir? Why can't he be Mavati his Rishus? So the Mori Elab, Shita Vada, since the Sefer says it's Osir, we're talking about the Loi Bittul. He was not Mavati his Rishus. Obazoy, you meet the Sefer, the Loi Bittul. Since in the Sefer, the person that forgot to make the shtufim mevoyis was not mevatel his rishus, that's why it's osur. Here's the chur reisha nami, the same thing in the reisha, the loy bittel, that the reisha also the person was not mevatel his rishus. So it's shver. Why does the reisha then say that if the person forgot to make an eruv chatzeris, he's still allowed to carry into his chotzer? Why not? He didn't make an eruv chatzeris. Why? He didn't make an eruv chatzeris. The chur, the svara has to be that this middle part of the Mishnah goes like Rabbanan Shita. That since they made a shtufa mevoyis, the shtufa mevoyis helps for the chotzer also. So even though this one person did not make it a rubik chatzeris, and he was not mevatel the shus to the other people, he's still there. The reason why he doesn't ask for anybody is because kafot they made a shtufa mevoyis. So the chur, this is the Rabbanan Shita. That's the most catch now. Reisha the Sefer Reb Meir. The beginning of the Mishnah and the end of the Mishnah, you're telling me, goes according to Reb Meir Shita. That holds what? You have to make two separate things. You have to make a shtufa mevoyis to carry into the Movi, and you have to make an Irvu b'chatzeres to carry into the Yeruv. Mitzuyos Rabbonim. Now this middle case says that if somebody forgot to make an Irvu b'chatzeres, still is allowed to carry from one chotzer to another chotzer. Why? You have to say it goes according to Rabbanan Shita. That since they made a shtufa mevoyis, that's matter them to carry all over. So of course the modern Mishnah, one part goes like Remei, one part goes like Rabbanan, it's not mastava like that. And for the Gemara, no, really, kula Remei. I tell you, our whole Mishnah goes according to Remei. And the reason why in this middle case, where just one person forgot to make the Aruv HaChatzeris, the reason why he's mutter to carry, I'll tell you there, even Rav Meir is moida. Why? The time of my Yom Rav Meir, being in Erev or being in Shittuv, why does Rav Meir's Shittuv is that you have to do two things? You have to make Aruv HaChatzeris in order to carry from one Chatzar to another Chatzar, and you also have to make a special Shtufa Mevoyis to be Matthew to carry from the Chatzar into the Movi. Why? The Svarish, Lele Shakeach Teres Erev Minatinoikis. We had before in the Mishnah that the kids should not forget that there's such a loch of an Erev. Like Lamosh, let's say they forgot to make an Aruv HaChatzeris. Now, the kids living in the Chatzar, they're going to see the father's carrying out from one Chatzar to another Chatzar. And they don't see any Aruv HaChatzeris there. So they're going to think you're allowed to carry from one Chatzar to another Chatzar without making an Erev. They're not going to know that really the reason why it's mutter is because they made a Shtuf from the voice. Since they're Ma'ariv in the Movi, to let them all be together, that helps for their Aruv HaChatzeris also. The kids won't know that. So the kids are just going to see the father's carrying from one chutzah to another chutzah without an Erev. That's why Emmaus Machmer to say, you have to have two things. But here we're talking about everybody in the chutzah really did make an Aruv HaChatzeris. There's only one person that forgot to make the Aruv HaChatzeris. So if we're going to mati you, for even that person to carry out from this chotzer to the next chotzer, the kids are not going to come to learn out that you carry without making an Erev. Because they know all the other neighbors didn't make the Erev HaChatzeris. Like they see in the chotzer, there is an Erev HaChatzeris. Rove of the people did make an Erev HaChatzeris. So in such a case, even Rav Meir is moidon, that even this one person did not make the Erev HaChatzeris, he's also allowed to carry out, because really Mikra Radin, since they made a Shtufa Mevoyis, the Shtufa Mevoyis helps for everything. That's Marav, everybody together, make like everybody is one family, you really can carry out one to the other. And that's where we hold Lalocha like that. That the Shtufa Mevoyis does help the Mokam Erevin. But even according to Rav Meir, that's Machmir is only Machmir, where nobody made an Erev HaChatzeris. But where both people made an Erev HaChatzeris, just one person forgot, he's also made that even that person could carry out. Omer Rav Yehuda, Rav Loitoni Tzuche Zuluzu. And our Mishnah, we said the case, these five chatzeris, one next to another. So our Mishnah was that there was a Pesach, there was an opening from one chatzah to another chatzah, like the picture we had, like the picture in Rashi there. There's an opening from one chatzah to the next chatzah. Now Rav didn't learn like that. He learned in our Mishnah, no, the Pesach was not opened. Rav Latoni Psuche Zuluzu. V'chein Amar Rav Kana, same thing Rav Kana says, that V'chein Amar Rav Kana, Rav Latoni Psuche Zuluzu. Rav did not learn in our Mishnah that the five chatzeres were open one to the other. They only had one opening into the Movi, that's all. But they did not open one to the other. We'll soon see why. Mashmi learns if they were open one to the other, then you couldn't make an Aruv HaChatzeris and a Shtuf in your voice. And we'll soon see why not. Ika the army, some say, Rav Kana Gufa, Loitoni Psuchais Zuluzu. Not that Rav Kana saying over in the name of Rav, but Rav Kana himself said like this, don't be Gurus Psuchais Zuluzu. Omalei Abai the Rabbi Yosef, my time of the Loitoni Psuchais Zuluzu. Like, what's wrong the way we have our Mishnah? Our Mishnah is very good. It says one chotzer has a Pesach, an opening into the next chotzer, and to the next, to the next, to the next. How come they have to learn our Mishnah means no? There's no Pesach, there's no opening from one chotzer to another chotzer. What's the difference if there is a Pesach or not a Pesach? Look, we're talking about that they made a Shtufim voice and they made it a Aruv HaChatzeris. Our Mishnah goes according to Rameya. So what should be the difference? Whether there's a Pesach there or there's no Pesach there? Look, it should be the exact same halacha. And for the Gemara, Kisovar, they hold as Rav Kan and Rav holds that Kol Shituf Shein Machniso Yomotzio Derech Tzochim Demovui Lav Shemei Shituf. This is the Havamina. The Gemara will soon change this. But the Havamina is Kol Shituf. Whenever you want to make a Shtufim voice, it has to be able, you know, if you want to be able to carry from a Chotzer into the Movi on Shabbos. Now that's only mutter if Shein Machniso Matzio Derech Tzochim, that when they carry usually from one chotzer to another chotzer, they don't go straight through from one chotzer to another chotzer. The Movi Lav Shemei M'shitif. If they don't carry out, look at this picture here. In order to be matter means of one chotzer carrying to another chotzer, they hold, it's only mutter if the way they carry is, they go through the Movi, then back into the next chotzer. Then again, through the Movi, back into the next chotzer. Then it looks like everybody is using the Movi together. But Shank, in the case like our picture here, if there's a Pesach from one Chotzer to another Chotzer, so when they want to carry from one Chotzer to another Chotzer, they don't have to go down into the Movi, they can go straight across. See, in such a case, you can't make a Shtufa Mevoyis.
In order to make a shittah stufim mevoyis, to make them all look alike in the movin, it's only if mamish they have to carry out through the movi into the next chotzer, through the movi into the next chotzer. Then we see them living like in the movin. Because the man is psuach, like this picture here that goes straight across, it doesn't help a stufim mevoyis. And maybe that's the svarin of Kana and Rav. Therefore, they learned now Mishnah Badafka, there is no opening from one chotzer to another chotzer. How do you have to go to carry from one chotzer to another chotzer? You Badafka have to go through the movi. So if you have to go through the movi, then if you make a shtufim mevoyis before Shabbos, you talk a lot of carry from one chotzer into the movi into the next chotzer. Maybe that's their svara. We'll soon see the Gemara slugs it up. So the Gemara kasher on this. Eisrei, I have a kasher on you. Balabayis shoyishut l'shchenev. The Mishnah we had before. O balabos, there was a partnership with another shochin, and they're talking about making a ruva a shtufim mevoyis here, because they're talking about wine. Like we had before, to make an aruva chatzer, which you could only use bread. You can't use wine. Wine only helps for shtufim mevoyis. So we had before that a balabos and his neighbor shahayu shutif. They were shutfas. They were partnership. The zebiyan and zebiyan. They both owned wine together. Is ain't tzrich an aruv. They don't have to make an aruv because this wine, even though they didn't put it there, the shem aruv, it automatically helps the shem aruv. So lechura, it doesn't say there that they carried out the shutfas from one chotzer into the movi. Its mashman was always in the chotzer, that's all. So you see, even though you don't carry it out into the movi, still it could be good. Have to Gemara, no, you have to be matcha hosam diyavki vaili. I tell you, there was two shutfas, the way they used the wine was, they carried it out into the movi, then back into the other chotzer. That's the way they became partnership with the wines. Not the pshat stam they happened to be in one chotzer, the people owned the wine together. You have to put in the kimta, they badafka took this barrel of wine and carried the taka through the movi into the next chotzer. That's the way they became a partnership. Another kash, Eitzvei. Kate said, mishtat from the movi. It's a mishtam we'll have later. How do you make a shtu from your voice? What do you do to make all the, let you carry from the chotzer into the movi? So it says there,
she said,
you just had to put down a barrel of wine in the chovis, and one person could say, he could make a shtufim mevoyis for everybody. One person, he'll take a barrel of wine, or mezakalin, and he'll be mezakah, it's a schus for everybody, he'll be mezakah, this barrel of wine to everybody. Now, so one person found, picked up a barrel of wine, and he's mezakah, this wine for everybody. And still you see it's good. So they didn't carry it out from the chotzer into the movi. So you see, you don't have to go into the movi. You have to come around, no, I'll be matka, they're also the same thing. They took out and brought back in again. They went out into the movi and brought it back into the chotzer.
If
somebody wants to be marked in his pass in the basket, in order to make a shtufim mevoyis for everybody, you want to tell me that's not going to be good? Like, somebody wants to make a shtufim mevoyis, so he had before, he could use wine, but if he wants to use bread, avada bread is also good. So let's say somebody wakes up down Friday and he's mezaki everybody in the chotzer to the shtufim mevoyis with his bread. You want to tell me it's no good because he didn't take it out into the movi? Maybe you want to tell me it's like that's true.
People
were sitting together by Yisuda together. And they were eating. They started to eat Friday afternoon, and all of a sudden it became Shabbos. The bread they have on the table, they could use that for the ruv chaseris, even though they didn't put it there leferis l'shem eruv. But since they're all eating together on the same table, they're like shutfis, like partnership in this bread. The Yamrulon, some say mishum shittif, that this Erev even helps for shtufim mevoyis also. Since they like all have a right to use the same piece of bread, they're eating by the same suda, so all the people from the chotzer are eating together, so this bread automatically helps for shtufim mevoyis. The Yomar Rabba, leipligas no machlekis, kan b'misub mevoyis. If they're sitting in the house, that's where you have to put their ruv chaseris. On Erev Chatzeris, in order to carry from your house into the Chotzer, you have to put the Erev in the house. So if they were eating inside the house, now this Erev helps for the Ruv Chatzeris. Let's say there is a people sitting and eating their Suda outside in the Chotzer, then the Loch is that Erev is no good for a Ruv Chatzeris, because an Erev Chatzeris, you have to put inside the house. we'll see later on. Mashenkin Pashtufim Mavoyis, in order to make all the mavid, all the chaserim together to carry into the mavid, that's enough to be in the chaser. So if they're sitting and having their suda together in the chaser, the bread on the table automatically becomes the erev, the shtufim mavoyis, because they're like shutfis, they have a right to eat the bread together. Is and here, for sure, they didn't carry the bread out into the mavid here. They're talking about they're in the middle of the meal. In the middle of the meal, you don't go out in the mavid. So you see, klar, even though the erev never went into the Movi, but only stayed into one chutzar, still you could use this area for shtufim mevoyis. So Melo Tzrik Shver, Tzakash, and Rav Kan and Rav, why do they have to learn in our Mishnah? Bedavka, that one chutzar is not opened up into the next chutzar, what would be wrong if the chutzarim are opened up one to the other? Elo, time of the Rav's time is like this. So Kosova, Rav holds, a Movi Nita Balechi Vikoira, Achie Batim Vichatzeros Psuchim Matoichoi. He's only Matur Movi. This is Al-Suchas Movi. A Movi, the alleyway, we say always has a kula. Even though there are only three mechitzas around it, on the fourth side, all you have to have is just a kairu or a lechi. There's a kula of the Rabbonin. But that's only if it has a shein Movi. What makes up a Movi? You have to have, he holds two chaseras opening up into it, and two houses opening up into the chotzer. Now here, if the chaserim were psuchas zulizu, so then the chura means they made an eruv and chaseras together. If they made an eruv and chaseras together, it's all considered like one chotzer only. So male, this Mavi doesn't have a shame Mavi. All these five chatzeras have to get like one chatzer. So then how many chatzerim opening up into the Mavi? Only one. If only one chatzer opens up into the Mavi, a Mavi doesn't have a heter of a Mavi. You have to have at least two chatzerim opening up into the Mavi. See, if there's no Pesach from one chatzer to another chatzer, then we say it's considered two separate chatzerim. And both of them are opening up into the Mavi, then it's more to the carry out in the Mavi. Mashenkin, if there'll be a Pesach one to the other, Rav Svar is that in the case where they made a shtuf eruv with chatzeris, they were ma'ariv all the chatzeris together, so it looks like one chatzer now. And therefore, the eruv, the movi, would not have a heter with a lechi or a koira. Therefore, they say, badafka, the chatzer are not opening zelazim. Here, Rashi, the top Rashi on the other side says, batim lechatzer suk matoichai. Batim lechatzer, you need two houses into each chatzer. And ishtei batim lecho chotzer, or ishtei chatzeres to movin. You have to have two different chatzeres opening up into the movin. Now, vahanach, here, now mishti, the girls of the five chatzerim were opened up, had a pesach one to the other, kivon the kulam sukum zuluzu, since they're open one to the other. Or ma'arvus yachad, derech pischeim, they made in the rubik chatzer together, is raven of kan holds, chode chosheblo. That's considered like only one chotzer. But let's say the Rav does not know the tunnel yeil, avu b'nai mavish le mitte b'lecha b'kayra. We hold not like Rav Kana and Rav. We hold that no, even if they made an eruv chaserah together, so they have a right to carry from one chotzer to another chotzer. But that's only lekula. But avada to be matir in the mavui to consider the call two chaserahs opening up or not, avada will also go lekula there. The avada it is considered like two different chaserahs open up into the mavui, and avada still be mutter to carry from the chotzer into the mavui. With Allah, we hold not like Rav and Rav Kana. We hold that this chaseris, they have two dinim to it. When they made the rule of chaseris, you're allowed to carry from one chotzer to another chotzer. But lemaiser in the Mavi, you have five chaserim opening up. Even though they're like one, that's the halacha of Erev chaseris. But negate to the Mavi, it's called you have two different chaseris opening up here, and it's still be mutter to carry in the Mavi with only a lechi v'koyrim. But Rav holds not like that. Rav holds that if the chaserim were opened up one to the other, and they had a right to carry one to the other, it's still only like one chaser, and therefore the Mavi would be awesome.
Yeah.
So Rav din is right, the gufa. Omer Rav, ein Mavi nita b'lechi v'koyra ad shiyu batin v'chaser tzuchu matoichai. What's one of the ingredients to make up a Mavi? It has to have two chatzeres opening up into it, and each chatzer has to have two houses. Ushmul Amashmul says no. Afilu bayis echod v'chatzer achas. Even if you only have one chatzer opening up on one side, and just one house on the other side. Hashmul says you don't need two chatzerim. It's just two houses like open up. Even if on one side it's only a churba, means a haunted house, a house that was caved in already. So Maisa right now, nobody's living there. Still, it's called a Mavi. Omalay Abayla Rabbi Yosef, Abayla Rabbi Yosef, Abizoy, Omar Rabbi Yechon, Afilu Beshvil Shakramim. Did Rabbi Yechon say, even if you just have a path to walk through the Kramim, through the vineyards, it'll also be good? Omalay Loy, Abad, that's no good. Omalay Loy, Omar Rabbi Yechon, Elo Bechurba. Rabbi Yechon only said it when you had a house there, even though now it's haunted, nobody's living there, but I'll call upon him, it's a house. Techazi Ladira. If somebody wanted, it's not that the house caved in, it's just nobody's living there right now. So if somebody wanted to move in, they could move in.
So that's also called a movi. If you have one house, if you have like one chotzer opening up, and in the chotzer there are at least two houses there, and then on the other side there's another churba opening up, according to Rabbi Yechon, that's also enough to give an ingredient to make a movi out of here. So Rashi, bayis techeb chotzer achas, bayis ploy chotzer chotzer shabayis acheb psuach loy. One chotzer and one house. Afilu churba mikan, even Rabbi Yechon is a bigger chiddush. Even if it's only an empty house. The chotzer mikan, the ain chotzer ploy bayis. Every chotzer has a house, that's enough. So if anything more, according to Rabbi Yechon, if you're not living there, maybe afilu shvil shakrovim psuach lamovi mikan the kana is also. And that the Gemara says, no, it has to be Roy to live there. And it's time to pass through the vineyards, nobody can live there, that's not called a Movi. Right. The Chazal is Loi. Omer Rafune Bar Chinenor. The Yosda Rabbi Yechon Latayme. You should know Rabbi Yechonon has to go according to his time.